The concept of homeschooling seems simple enough. Some parents, whether it be for religious, health, or philosophical reasons, or even geography, want to take it upon themselves to educate their children. And while that may be the case for many of the millions of American families who take their kids out of the public school system, there appears to be a darker side to homeschooling that many people don't know about. And that's its role in the ongoing religious war that the far right is waging on secular America. Joining me now for more on this is Frank Schaefer, author of several books, including his latest, Why I Am an Atheist Who Believes in God. Frank Schaefer, welcome back.
Hey, nice to be with you again.
Thank you, Frank. You argue in your new piece for Salon that homeschooling is actually part of a vast right-wing plot to undermine secular America. Can you walk us through this? Why is homeschooling so important to the religious right?
Well, you know, the way you set it up is correct. When you use the word homeschooling, it covers everybody from, you know, some liberal Jewish family on the Upper West Side in New York who just doesn't like the local school choice and keeps a kid home for a couple of years to tutor them, to, you know, some guy on a farm in Idaho who doesn't let his kids outside or have any exterior contact with people, who's completely indoctrinating them. So I'm not talking about homeschool per se. I am talking about the evangelical slash fundamentalist offshoot of right-wing American Christians who have decided that they don't like public schools, even Christian schools are too open for them, and they want complete control of their children, complete cutoff from the rest of society, complete ability to indoctrinate. For instance, that their own children will never be exposed to teaching that talks about evolution, that their children will never be exposed to teaching that talks about climate change, their children will never be exposed to any other view of gay rights, gay marriage, transgender issues, except what they regard as a biblical Old Testament reconstructionist view, where they would be teaching that homosexuals are worthy of death, or at least imprisonment, certainly should be banned from society. So within the general homeschool movement, there is this little nucleus that came out of the religious right in the 1970s that was spearheaded by someone called Rusas Rush Dooney, who was the father of the Reconstructionist or the Theonomist movement. And these were Calvinist Christians who believed that you had to take the Old Testament literally, for instance, that homosexuals should be stoned to death, that women who lose their virginity before marriage are worthy of death, and so forth and so on. And crazy as it sounds, they had an enormous impact on the then rather new homeschool movement. When you combine that with people like Jerry Falwell, who was on the record of saying he hoped to see the day someday when all public schools would be shut and that there would only be private education, what you understand is that public school education, even college education, even Christian school education, is a threat to a certain group of people,